What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, live in the darkened, kind of funny studio. It's not, you know, you saw a lot of light over there. It's not that dark over there. It's just dark where I'm sitting. It's a Greg way to close out the week. My voice is cracking because I'm a little 13-year-old boy. Did PS I Love You today. That was great. More importantly, motherfuckers, I got the difficulty trophy. Beat Callisto Protocol on the maximum security difficulty. Now, did I game the system on something I saw on psnprofiles.com, where after you beat the main boss, you can, I had a save from then, you can load the save and then change the difficulty to maximum security, then you basically walk 10 feet and then you pop the trophy? I did, and I have no shame. Because, of course, as you know, I don't like difficulty trophies. And I was in a rock and a hard place as somebody who really likes Callisto Protocol, and that is both somewhat rare and then not rare, but it's a smattering of reviews out there. I digress. I wanted to platinum it. I saw that trophy. I was like, that fucking sucks, but maybe I'll power through it. And then they announced a new game plus, and I was like, well, I'll definitely wait till that. But then I was like, I don't want to wait till February to platinum this game. I'd rather enjoy it now. So now guess what I need to do? Get to do, not need to do. Maximum security difficulty done. That means this weekend, and if Ben gives me any time, I can just start an easy playthrough of Callisto and go get all the achievements with the power picks got, or the collectibles, and I'll have a platinum trophy in a game I like, and yay, that's exciting and that's fun. I like that. But that's not what I wanted to talk about in this Greg way at all, ladies and gentlemen. Instead, I wanted to jump to a question I saw from one of you trogs live on PS I Love You XOXO. In the chat, Omega Buster said, can we get a State of Avengers update from Greg? Now, he said that, or they said that, in the middle of a show, which is weird. I forget why. I think I brought up Avengers. Oh, yeah, what was out this week? I reminded Blessing that the Gotham Knights raid thing nobody cared about came out. And then I was like, oh, yeah, and Marvel Avengers DLC. I was like, right. Forgot about that. Of course, if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, update 2.7 came out this week. It added Bucky Barnes as a playable character, the Winter Soldier, and it added cloning labs, which of course is what Fran played 2 years ago accidentally in the middle of the night when he jumped on to something that was accidentally published to live servers. And so Omega Buster says, what's the state of Avengers? I'm not well versed to tell you, as somebody who does not play Avengers at all anymore, really, right? You figure the last time I played Avengers was when, and I'm talking about seriously played Avengers, was when Spider-Man dropped a year ago. Spider-Man dropped. I went and played a bunch of that. But it was when Ben was had just been born. I was on paternity leave. And so I didn't get him to maximum because the schedules were different with like Goldfarb and my friends who play. And then this year has been really barren for content, right? They put out Jane Foster Thor, but I was never a Thor main, so I didn't really care. And they dropped Winter Soldier, and we did a stream this week, youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Where me and Joey played, and I didn't love Winter Soldier. I didn't hate him, but it was more that it was just like, I was doing it, and it's just like, okay, cool, like, I've done all this. Like, new characters don't do it for me. You can't just drop a new character and have me play. I want the expansion content, and I don't need it to be, I'd love it to be, ladies and gentlemen, to be as big as War for Wakanda, which, of course, was a giant expansion, multiple hours, new characters, new levels, all this different stuff. New playable character, new characters, NPCs added to the world, and you know, new environment, and yada yada yada. I would love it to be that what we saw with Kate Bishop, what we saw with Hawkeye, of like, hey, here are some new cutscenes. Here's pushing what the narrative we are making is, yada yada yada. But they're to the point now that it's just like, all right, cool. Here's Jane Foster. Here's Bucky. There's some new drawn intro, animated intro, and then there are like, you know, new iconic chains and some new dialogue, but it's not, here's a new real thing to do, here's a new villain to go do. So it's like, it's sad to say, but like, I think Avengers is dead for me until there is new content, new story missions, new whatever, and I honestly am doubtful we'll get them. I wouldn't be surprised if this is just the end now. I know, of course, that She-Hulk is supposed to be the next thing. I know, of course, that, you know, the voice actress has always brought up, you know, kind of all but confirmed the leaks. But that was months and months and months ago now. And so if they were going to drop that, or if they're going to drop it, I shouldn't say if they were. If they're going to drop that, awesome, cool. But I also could see them being like, what is the return on investment on this? Why is this, even worth doing? And, you know, Crystal no longer underneath Square. I don't know what the deal is with Marvel games. I don't know what the deal was with them being out now and not being... there's a whole bunch of business stuff there, too, that could be the reasons out or whatever. Or maybe it could be the reasons to keep making stuff. But Marvel, you know, really can't catch a break in terms of what's going on. I still follow the subreddit. I still pop in. I still see people talking about it. It seems like Bucky's been well-received to a degree. People didn't like how much the costumes they were charging for and yada, yada, yada. But, like, Avengers, I don't know, man. Like, will I ever get to play Avengers hardcore again? And, it, you know, what's problematic for me is, like I said, like, I want new story stuff. I don't want to grind for better gear to keep playing the same thing for better gear. Like, there's a million different games and experiences I could go have that would give me that new story and give me that new thing. I'm not one to sit there and be like, you know what I want to do? I want to go off now and, you know, just do the same thing to get a little bit better. Like, I understand why people love that, but that's not me, and my group's moved on. And, you know, I got to – I don't even know if they – did they patch the Ghostbusters trophies? Because that's what I really need to go back for, ladies and gentlemen. So, sadly, Omega Buster. The state of Marvel's Avengers for Greg Miller, not good. And it breaks my heart, but I did play a lot of Marvel's Avengers. As you all know, you're all well aware, hundreds of, more, what, probably like 150 hours of Avengers. Had some great times with that game. Loved that game. And if it's over, it's over, ladies and gentlemen. Beep, beep, beep.